Good afternoon. No, good morning. We've got the morning this time, flipping it. Good morning. It's the old clock issue again. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Thursday, 9th of July. Well, Malaga scored, didn't they? Malaga scored a goal. I walked into every single 1-0 last, wasn't in the Malaga game, but I've had a couple of dry old days, can't get the goals. That's the way it goes. Push on. Today will be better, I'm sure. I've got a massive amount today, actually. But thick and fast football. MLS started yesterday. That's caused all sorts of issues this morning. So, as usual, running behind. It's the MLS's Back Cup or something, which is a World Cup-style format. I think they're playing sort of groups and then knockouts. The group games, as I understand it, are going on FDD. They ran it last night, a second instance to include that game, and that sent everything berserk because don't call it MLS and it was always on there as MLS. So whether you choose to use that, or just people who use FDD aware that it's not MLS as was. I don't tend to do much in the MLS and I'm not going to be bothering with this. So I was literally just anybody who wasn't aware who uses FDD, just be aware that it isn't traditional MLS. The season was abandoned, then they're having a sort of World Cup-like tournament with five or six groups and then knockout stages. So the group games are going on FDD. I don't think the knockout games will be, but it may be that you just want to delete them all together, or at least you've got the stats if you do want to have a bet and the prices. But just making people aware. Okay, a lot of time as per normal. I did have a horse that was given to me, but let me see if I can find it because I don't know where I've put that now. Let me see. It is, let me get the Betfair markets, that would be easier. It is, I think it's at York. It is York 130. It's York 130. It's Graham Lee's Mount Darby. York 130. Small win and place on Darby in the York 130. And football, I haven't got a massive amount. There's no. Just the one goal game is Everton versus Southampton. Everton versus Southampton, a late first half goal. So if it is 0-0 on 25 minutes, then drip laying or drip backing a first half goal, Everton versus Southampton. Let's hope that Everton play a bit better than they did the other night. And Southampton obviously flying after beating Man City. Incredible, isn't it? Man City beat Liverpool 4-0. I know Liverpool hung over, probably. And then lose to Southampton and go and pace Newcastle 5-0. I still, and I'm not just saying, I think they're the best team in the league, but amazing that they've lost 9 games, City. How they sort of, their performances differ. Another result I wanted to mention yesterday, I forgot. Milan coming back from 2-0. And beating Juventus 4-2, that could be a pivotal game for Milan. Been a sort of sleeping giant now for a few years, and I think lack confidence in beating, feeling they could beat the big teams. Certainly, when I went to the Milan derby a couple of years ago, they weren't even playing to win; they were just desperate to not lose the game, and did end up losing it. It's very difficult to hold out for 90 minutes at football. But they barely crossed the halfway line. It was such a dull experience. But I think, you know, big teams like that, I think if they get the confidence, it's like anything that you feel you can put, you know, it's a bit like us with trading. You have bad days and you feel, oh, it's never going to turn. And then you have a case and your confidence picks up. I think that'll be a massive result for Milan. I think that'll give them some belief that they can actually compete again. And they might be a better side next season. It'd be interesting to see. A fantastic comeback. I mean, I don't know. I only saw the result. Obviously, Juventus would have traded very low. It was midway through the second half. I think they were 2-0 up. And then came back to win 4-2. Chrissy's going through a dry spell. I know that. It happens. It's, you know, as I said, I'm very cautious this time. There's nothing, football will pick up. We will all start winning again. It's not anything to panic about. I think a couple of others have reported, you know, picking the wrong game. You haven't picked the wrong games. It's just the fact that goals don't, you know, whatever we do, we need goals to fall for us. It's easy after the event to say, oh, this has happened and that has happened. Just got to keep chugging along, do your process and the results will come, that I promise you. Okay, right, I'm going to leave you guys to it because I am all behind having to sort that MLS this morning, and I will be back with you. Tomorrow is ultimate day, isn't it? Doing that is all just melding into one, and we got the North London Derby this week, haven't we? I dread that game. I absolutely dread it. Oh no, I think they'll beat us. What battle of the defence is that, isn't it? But I think they'll beat us this weekend. And of course, we're playing Bournemouth, aren't we, this evening, which won't be fantastic. I'm a Malaga man anyway. Up the Malaga, 1-0. Get in there. It's all you need. To the Malaga, 1-0. That'll be my new song. Right, have a lovely Thursday, guys. Sorry, I do apologise. These are short and sweet. It is just time. I mean, it is, you know, we're recovering from this COVID situation. It is football every... and I did a load of work in that period and built some new systems and new methods, and it's just all taking me a bit longer. Doing it every day, it will, as I say, hopefully next week I'll get a bit more structure to them. But apologies, I know people have been trying to get hold of me and this, that, and the other. I am just wall to wall working at the minute. I could really do with a day off. I'm not going to lie, I could do with a day with no football, but. You know, you've got to do it. So I do apologise. I will be back to my singing, jovial, normal self sometime in the near future. But as always, thank you for listening, and I'll be back with you tomorrow.